A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on a Friday, February 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about attempts by Zimbabweans to regularize their stay in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by Zimbabweans in South Africa to regularize their stay.
South Africa has reiterated that Zimbabweans who acquired permits under the Special Dispensation Program will have to follow the normal channels of applying for work and study visas when their permits expire in December, pending a cabinet decision on the matter.
Of course, Zimbabweans are saying they are facing challenges when it comes to applying for the regularization of their stay, and therefore they are calling on Pretoria to renew the special program. So we want to hear from you about this development, Gibbs.
Yabukambe zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke emakhaya asikwejiseni kathesi sizongena. Lapho sixoxa khona ke ngodaba lwamaphepha abantu abase-South Africa abathola kulokho okuthiwa ke kwakulohlelo okuthiwa iZimbabwe special permits. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abadlula 200,000 abathola amaphepha lawo, bathi sebatholile nje batshela ukuthiwa kungafika uDisemba amaphepha lawo aya-expire. So angavela phele khonapho amaphepha, so kumele bebone iplan. So ke sibone ke uMalusi Gigaba ekhipha umbiko ku-Home Affairs iwebsite yabo esithi ke laba abafuna ukuthi nga bayathola ke amaphepha anganaqondile kumele basebenzise khonokho okusetshenziswa ngabanye, ngoba iSouth Africa kaboni ibuyela futhi kuhlelo lolu. So ke khona ngapho eSouth Africa seliqalisele yini ukulungisa amaphepheno kumbe lizihlalele nje? Asixoxe mfowethu.
Wonguka hamawadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yeugaro hwevana veZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa. Tiri kuona kuti chirongwa cheZimbabwe special permits chakapuwa icho magwaro kuvana veZimbabwe kuti vange vachikwanisa kushanda muSouth Africa vakasununguka, chinenge chosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo muna zvitaumu kana kuti muna December. Asi hurumende yeSouth Africa inenge isati yanyatsobuda pachena kuti zvichafamba sei, asi pari zvine rikurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vange vachigadzirisa mapepa avo. Nekudaro tiri kunzwa kune mimi vana veZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa kuti kana maenda muchida kutsvaga mamwe mapemits ekugara muSouth Africa zviri kufamba sei, muri kukwanisa here kuti muite izvi, kana kuti muri kuda kukurudzira hurumende yeSouth Africa kuti iwedzere icho chirongwa cheZimbabwe special permits ichochi. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera kuti titaure nemi nezvenyaya iyoyi yekugara munyika yeSouth Africa. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngalifuna ukuthi lingena kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo uchaye kanye siyakufonela khona hapo lapho khona nje inombolo ithi 001-202-619-2077. Ndaphinda njalo 001-202-619-2077. Likhangele njalo ke ebulenjini beFacebook sikhona ngale ke VOA Zimbabwe kumbe VOA Studio 7, kuzobuya ke VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona seza lokho kuthiwa i-live stream. Ligijimela athi khonapho sibone ukuthi siyangaphi ngodaba lolu, liphosele konke lifuna ukuphosela sibone ukuthi udaba lolu singaluphatha njani. Ye, kunjalo mfowethu.
Gibbs, tine mama wangu achinyora paFacebook page yedu apa, regai timboverenga kuti vari kutiwo kudii. Tina tatenda dzvene anoti kuno hatibve zvekumhanya, we shall cross the river when we get there, no worries, we'll find a way like we always do. Tina Henry Mashaira anotiwo ndiri ku Springs East Rand, ungati kunyarara here atitori bo ndakamiswa ne police last week mu Springs Town andina kubvunzwa passport or license ndakangonzi tipo cold drink kwako apa ka 50 inenge nyaya wori Ronald John anoti pakaipa mudhara hazvina kuvamirira mushe mazimbo mujoza pa Kempton Park haasi mapurisa iwa yokuwanda apa vari kupinda mudzimba nemumabasa so those are some of the responses we are getting from our listeners on Facebook and we have to thank Marvelous for doing a sterling work, printing some of these comments. Tinamkoma Kenneth Mashiri, who says, how I wish kutidai government yadzo sera munhu wese kumarine this year, kuitira kuti tino vota. Tina baba Rasi Chidakwa, vanoti pano, apana chinu, ameno, kana vachizo uya. Vari kudawo kuti tizovafonera tichaedza kuvafonera tina Staviso Tafadzwa anotiwo hurumende ngaiedzewo nyika dzakabudirira dzivhure ngaidaidzewo nyika dzakabudirira dzivhure makambani tudzoke kumusha tikasadaro tinodya mhepo nemhuri isu so Staviso they're saying that there's need for the government of Zimbabwe to normalize ties with developed nations so that they can come and invest in Zimbabwe and therefore if that happens employment will be created and Zimbabweans in South Africa can safely go home tina Costa Mahachi anoti mu Cape Town asi ndinofunga kuti zvichanetsa mapermits akapera nekuti Monday Home Affairs yakati mumakambani vachapa zvikamu kubva kune vanobva kune dzimwe nyika God wishes mutikana anoti but imi munogona here kuita sezviya zva 2008 kuisa mabhazi mune nemutundu wake vachidzoka kumusha because tave kuda a better Zimbabwe. Farai mukuyaya anoti ini kwandiri ku Pretoria Northwest hapana kana chanetsa panyaya dzemapepa tinongorarama semazuva ose. We will continue to read some of those messages Gibbs what do you have?
Yeah, I think our first guest is in right now and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Mr. Mapena, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening to you and to all listeners of Studio 7.
Thank you very much. And tell us a bit about these special permits. Now, what is going on right now?
What is happening is that the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Malu Sitikaba, is going to have a meeting with the stakeholders, Zimbabwe's organization that deal on permits on the 14th. Where he's going to brief us on the way forward on what is going to happen with regards to the ZSP holders. And we expect that as it has become the trend, that is then going to address the media after having this short discussion with the Zimbabwean organization. So it is when that we all of us will then know the official position. We'll recall that some few weeks back, he did address the media and indicated that he is applying his mind with regards to what is likely to happen to this ZSP permit, and we expect that announcement to happen on the 14th of February next week.
Mm-hmm. And so some of these reports that we are reading, especially in the state-controlled newspapers like the Herald and Chronicle, are rather misleading, right? Because I think they appear to be reporting that a position has already been taken, that the permits will not be renewed.
Unless if they have inside information, we ourselves we cannot speculate. I saw what Chronicle wrote and the Herald. I'm not sure who the source is, unless if they spoke to the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa or the Zimbabwean Minister of Home Affairs, Chombo. I'm not very sure on that. But when one visits the Home Affairs website, the South African Home Affairs website, there's no such statement which speaks to the issues that the Chronicle and the Herald is reporting on. And also I noted the same piece being carried by a Nehanda radio station. I don't know where that is coming from. So the position that we know is that on the 14th, the minister is going to meet the organization and make an announcement on what will happen to the holders of ZSP.
Mm-hmm. Ye, ngasikhangeleke baba maphena. Eh abantu bakhuluma phela bathi hey so ngazani sokwethulwe vele uNkulumendo South Africa uthi umenjani. Akutshela umphakathi sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni.
Thina esekuchoyo njengabaholi ukuthi abantu kazilindeni ungqongqotshwe zangaphakathi ukuthi yena uzathini mhla ka 14 kunyanga yona le esikuyo ngoba kulapha esikwazi khona ukuthi uzachazisa ukuthi laba bantu abaphethe incwadi lezi zokuhlala eSouth Africa kuzokwenzakalani ngabo ngoba siyakwazi incwadi lezi ibhalwe ukuthi ziyaphela mhla ka 31 December yikho ke emhlanganweni lo ozoba khona sithemba ukuthi ke ungqongqotshe uzafika achazise abesetshela kabezindaba ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe sesiza kuthatha ke khonapho siyaphambili sezizweni sekhulumile ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho mnumzane.
Maybe Mr. Mabena, I think the focus also of this show is to talk about what Zimbabweans are doing about their stay. I think one of the issues that the minister said Zimbabweans can do, one of his recommendations is that they can apply for other papers to regularize their stay. What other options are there?
While we do agree with the minister that those that we can manage to migrate to other visas, they can do so. It is allowed to do so. But the biggest challenge that we have is that the majority of the holders of ZSP permits, they don't qualify because you can only qualify for a normal visa. A normal visa will require someone that has critical skills, so to speak, or a person that is married to a South African or married to a person that is on permit or on a work visa, which is some kind of permanent, then the person can apply under sponsored permit. Mm-hmm. Or teachers, those that are teaching that have been using quota permits, I've seen them, they do apply for a waiver. After applying for a waiver, they then qualify to apply for a general work visa. So what we have come across is that the majority of ZSP holders are basically your domestic workers, those that do general work, who would not necessarily qualify under these visas. This is the message that we have been relaying to the authorities to say, while we recognize that there's this easy for people to migrate, but there's this challenge in terms of qualifications that people do not qualify.
Thank you so much for that clarification. We'll come back to you. Stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe special permits, of course, referring to about 200,000, more than 200,000 Zimbabweans are officially working in South Africa, and those permits are coming to an end in December. And it's not clear whether South Africa will renew those permits. Regatende kune vatereri tinamukoma kuda kwashe sanyika makadi
komagadi omkomo wangu
aiwa tiri nani muri kupi ku South Africa
ndiri ku East London
ku East London munombomiswa nemapurisa here zvinofamba sei
barizezi hatisi kusangana zviri nematambudziko akadaro kuti tinomiswa nemapurisa but isu chatanga tiri kutongokumbirawo ndechekuti dai vatipo mwaka nenguva yakanyatsonaka yekuti tinokwanisa kuti tiite mapepazi ekuti tinyatsongosenzera muno muzvakanaka.
Makamboedza here kuapply mapepa aya uye visa ripi racho?
Inini this stage handisati ndaedza kuapply because permit nayo asi iri kutoti iri kuexpire iro gore rinei.
Saka chikumbiro chenyu ndechekuti vambowedzera.
Bongo ndo chikumbiro changu.
Tinofunga taura henyu.
Ndizvo zvochete zvandiroda kutaura neno ndingapewo vamukana kune vamwe.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kuda.
Zvakanaka.
Mabva mangoti gaga.
Ndo chokwadi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's kuda kwashe sanyika day saying that is appealing to the South African authorities to at least extend their stay.
So now let's get umnyu caller okhona lapha Mnumzana Vincent mfokasi ziba kunjani? Yeah, vala mbichana I radio yakho vala mbichana ba. Yeah, nanto kudabo ngathi ningakhona kuye kwa special permits.
I'm a special friend to them.
Eh chatambicha siziba
yeyi
oh yeyi qhubeka baba bengasa kuzwa kuhle qhubeka
eh mbenge sithi ukuthi ngabe baqalisa ukuthi basendeze mbinyanga bangeze mbichana abantu sikwazi ukusebenza kathi zaku yangathi lize lo ntwali file kangaka abantu abalamsebenze ekhaya akuse abasebenzi manje into ekhona ukuthi ngaba kwansi lathi basenze zamalanga mbijana nyana sikhona lathi ukusebenza
iso wena umenjani ula special permit
nilayo sibili kodwa anti kuthi ayaphela mhla ka 31 December abe sephelile
ehe
so hayi ngicela ukuthi ngihambe bayenze zamalanga mbijana abantu bakuthola labo ukuthi basebenze singafa ngendlala ekhaya singadlani
yey anti bakhuluma ukuthi kathesi elingakwenza ukuthi libuyele khula ngale lapho liye khona ngale lapho kulungiswa khona abaningi lana liphosele amaphephenu enxa kuyasebenza khonokho sizagcina sibuza nomabhena nxa ngaqeda lawe ukuthi wena awukazama ukuthi uye khona ngale ukuthi uzame ukuthi ufake amaphepha akho
amaba asinike ithuba phela njengoba bethe khona mhlaka 31 anti abhale ukuthi no renewal Mhlaka 31 yasikuphela abasaphiwa futhi ama-permit abantu beZimbabwe.
So kodwa ubane nganganani abantu baziyo abanamaphepha nje? Manje ifoni yakho mnumzana isibanjwe inkantsho lapha he?
Ifoni yami isisuphi mana ngimeko enye indawo.
Ye, khonapho kanye ungachibili ume ndawonye khonapho. Ye, khuluma-ke ngizwe baba.
Ngapha baningi abala ama-permit njena abantu engihlala bonke bala ama-permit.
Hayi.
Ngoba lo dubulolo bayisaba sevalweni bacabanga ukuthi maybe bazabuya abahluphe abantu lapha ngoba amapolisa ngapha angenile lapho esihlala khona babothile ababuthile abantu abaningi. Bangalisiwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu esiziba baba sibongile. Yeah, thank you very much. So he says, you know, that was Mr. Siziba, that's Vincent. He's saying that they should be given some bit of time, you know, to actually renew those permits because as far as he's concerned, they're expiring on the 31st of December. And he says many people are scared right now about the whole situation because he saw the police raiding some compound near him. And they took people and, you know, to Mlondolozi, you know, and they are on their way to Zimbabwe. So it scares him, you know, and other people.
Yes, we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Tino Mambeu from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Tino, good evening.
Good evening to you and Zimbabwe at large.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Mambeu, some people are talking about raids by the South African authorities, talking about the police. Is this happening? What's happening?
I can truthfully confirm that there have been a couple of raids that have been conducted over the past few days, should I say that. The police, especially Metro Police, has been out in the streets, especially in Wood next to me, the area of Rosette and Vine. We have seen them coming into houses and trying to identify people that that do not have proper documentation. So there's been in Rosette and Vine, and I'm also told that in Joburg City, there's been, you know, arresting en masse. And you will also remember that the current mayor, Mr. Herman Mashaba, has also issued a strong warning. And we have also seen him in the company of Metro police officers arresting illegal immigrants or checking and arresting people that are deemed to be illegal. So it's really becoming a worrisome situation, judging that most of the people that are of Zimbabwean origin are found without the proper documentation and they are being sent directly to Lindela for repatriation back to Zimbabwe. So over the few days, I can really confirm that arrest has been happening, and the situation seems to be very tense at the moment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to Mnumzana Mabhena. We are going to talk about the evaluation. We are going to talk about the evaluation. akusitshele sibili ukuthi kwethusa kanganani khonoko kwenzakalayo. Usakhona baba Mabena?
Ngoba amapolisa aseqala ukungena endaweni lapha abantu abahlala khona bebeka lama roadblock bebopha abantu abangela maphepha abangekho semthethweni kuba lapha eSouth Africa. So abantu abaningi bakhathazekile kakhulu. Njalo inkulumo yakhe inkulumo engenza lokho esikubiza sithi ngilwasemzini izenophobia ukuthi sokungenza ukuthi abantu beSouth Africa abazayizalwane zaseSouth Africa ziqale ukubona abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe abafana nalathi ukuthi thina yithi abantu esiluhlupho lapha eSouth Africa. So yindlela embi ngakhona. Izolo futhi ube lomhlangano umeya weJohannesburg kwelinye lwakitsha kuthiwa iRosettan Village of Back South lapha hlangane khona labahlali be South Africa kakhulu. Kungumhlangano nxa siwuzo ukuthi umhlangano ongazange uphele kuhle ngoba kulo ona lo moya wokuthi ngoba indawo leyo indawo ukuthiwa kade kulama drugs khona. Umoya lo ukuthi abantu ababuya ngaphandle babuya lezidakamizwa bese bethatha abantwana besikolo bebanika lezi zidakamizwa. So kuyinto ehluphayo ukuthi kakusakhangelwa ukuthi ngobani ababuya lezidakamizwa lezo. So kuthiwa wonke umuntu obuya ngaphandle ngumuntu ongalunganga, yikho okungani kukhathaza abantu abaningi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho ungayikhatshana. So you were saying that there was a raid on a certain place where people were selling drugs and people, you know, got jittery when they heard that they were foreigners. We're actually selling those drugs. So it's something of concern to Zimbabweans.
Mkomatino todzoka kwa muri. Iyo nyaya ye kuti patrombo na pachi chema chema ni vamo yuku South Africa kuti vanhu vacho vamo yuku Zimbabwe. Varinga wachita je utsotsi, je kuponda vanhu, nezvimwe zvakadaro daro kutengesa zvinodhaka. Icho kwadi here ichi?
Chokutanga ndoda kuti hapana nyika isina jere. Sekuziva kwatinoita tese kana kwediwo kuZimbabwe takasiya majera ariko akadozara nevanhu vanenge vachiita musikawa. Saka ndiro dambudziko ratiri kusanganawo zvenaro rekuti musure womokunge tapindawo muno futi vanhu vokwedu towanikwa tichiitawo mabasa asina kumira zvakanaka. Ichokwadi chaicho chiri pachena kuti vanhu vekwedu vanowanikidzwa vachiita macrimes akafana neneiwayo, madrugs, macrimes akafana nanema neku ndingati kurobha vanhu kana kujinidzi kubata nkunzi nemavara atinoshandisa akajairika. Saka ichocho ichokwadi chaizvo vanopindawo ipapo. Asi chikuru gurudziro yedu manje yatingafambe kuti kune vemutemo vakaisigwa basa rokusunga vanenge vachiita zvinhu cheizvozvo. Zvino veSouth Africa vemuno vari kuti mapurisa ari kubraidhiwa. Saka tuchiregai tichitora chinyi nhauyi toisa mukati mamaoko edu. But dambudziko riri pakuti manje kana ivo vazotora nhau yokuti voisa mutemo mumaoko yosiyazve, nokuti hapachina kuinvestigetewa one, hapasina kuindiswa kukoti number two. Saka zvinoreva kuti wese anenge angoonekwa kana akafungidzigwa kunzi ndiwe pashi otonzi uri mumhosva iyoyo. Asi tinenge tichikurudzira kuti mapurisa emuSouth Africa ngaaite basa rawo asawanikwa ari wanting panhaya yekunzi vanopomegwa, kunzi vanofumbatisiwa kana kuti vanozotora mari kune vanhu vanenge vakaita seivavo. Saka zvinotangirawo kuhurumende kuti ngaigadzirisewo ipapo kuti mapurisa kana achinge ashevedzerwa kunzi pane munhu akadai ngaasungwe munhu uyo aendesewe kumatare edzimhosva. Kana achinge akasungwa achiendeswa kumatare edzimhosva, naivo ve muno muSouth Africa vanobvaona kuti mutemo uri kushanda, nekuti tinoita kuti vagumbuke inyaya yekuti mutemo unenge uchiita senge usingashandi. Mapurisa anosvika pane madhiragi vanenge vachipaziva, nekuti kugara kwatinenge takaita tinozivana kuti apa panoitika zvakati, apa panoitika zvakati, apa panoitika zvakati. Saka nhau yemurozetenvhili inhau inosiririsa zvekuti, nekuti isusu maforena tinoziva ndiye chokwadi. Kana nedzimba dzacho dzakatsva tinogara zvidarika nako. Kana dzimwe dzimba dzakapisiwa panotori nevasikana ava vanonge vasina kupfeka usiku, vanenge vakamira panze vachinzi vari kushandisiwa nevanhu vanobva kunze kweSouth Africa. Zvingange maNigerians nemamwe maridzi anenge achiverengawo ipapo, handiti munoona manje. Saka tinenge tichitarisa nhau iyi takamira pakati kuti ko maSouth Africans kana achiona vemutemo vasingaiti basa anonzwa sei. Uyezve ko kana zvaiitikawo kweduwo futi tadzokera kumusha kwedu kuti vana vedu vanenge vava kupiwawo madrugs vachitorwa nekuda kwemacircumstances vachiiswa muprostitution, zvino mira sei wozotarisa kuti nevamwe vaitwa mhosva idzodzo vaibva vati isusu hatiforceredzi vanhu kuti vaite zveprostitution kana kuti hatiforceredzi vanhu kuti vatenge zvinodhaka handiti munoona manje zvoratidza kuti kana zvikaramba zvakadaro obviously panogona kuti patinetse saka nerimwe divi itinokurudzira kuti vesouth africa vasatora mutemo vachiisa mumaoko avo asi zvikuru mapurisa ngaasunge vanhu ungava munhu wekuzimbabwe pakistan kana kupi nekuti kweduwo vanhu vanenge vakanga satinongovasunga saka ngavasungwe vasatora chioko muhomwe nekuti mukutora chioko muhomwe kunozokonzera matambudziko akawanda zvozoita kuti nevamwe vari innocent vasingawanikwi vachiita mamhosva mukati menyika yesouth africa vanobva vapinziwazve ipapo saka inozobva yaita nhau yekuti nekuti vakangotanga kupinda vamwe vanenge vane mazvishuwo zvakasiyana zvekuti vanenge vachida kunoluta vakapinda mudzimba idzodzo munenge mune mudziyoka vanotora matv vanotora zvavanenge vakwanisa kutakura nechikafu votiza nacho tumana manje saka ngatiidzeiwo sesu vanhu vekumusha kwedu tilead an exemplary life tinozviziva kuti
vamambeinda mukati ndimbo kubatei muromo ipapo tipinze vamabhena then
So, Mr. Mabhena, we see that there are certain situations that occur in South Africa where there's a lot of kind of, you know, backbiting when it comes to the police and people that are giving police money not to arrest them, all those kind of things. So, at the end of the day, how best can this be actually be blocked, you know, altogether? Or is it difficult to contain the situation?
Well, the reality of the matter is that the issues of migration are complex. Mm. The fact that we negotiated some years ago, before 2010, that migrants, particularly from Zimbabwe, should be given special permit, it was out of the realization that the deportation by on its own does not really address the challenge that we are facing as Zimbabweans and also the South African government, which would be spending lots of money deporting people, because we deport a person to Bedbridge, the following day the person is in South Africa. So we say that one of the things that needed to be done was to document Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. Of course, you now have, in our view, more people that have came to South Africa after to 2010, because we have only 200,000 that have permits, and we believe that we have probably the same number of people that are not documented. So these are becoming targets to the police, and we also know that police are human beings. They are lowly paid, and it then attracts some kind of corruption where they will then want bribes. What they normally do, they will even target those that work in restaurants. They close late at work at around maybe midnight or around 10 p.m. Then they will put up some roadblocks along the way and asking for solid bribes from them. So it's an ongoing situation that is happening. But you also have the other category of people that have been on asylum documents who are struggling to renew those asylum documents because the South African government decided to centralize the asylum application center. It's only in Rabastad. So people are finding difficulty to go to Rabastad outside Pretoria to renew their asylum documents, which then results in some people becoming illegal on the basis that their asylum documents have expired. Some never even managed to renew their asylum documents in last year. So they are also candidates of being arrested and deported if they are to be deported. So it's actually a scary situation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabhena. Do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabweans working in South Africa and the special permits that they have that are expiring at the end of the year. Tinemwe mutereri wedu mukoma Daniel. Makadi mukoma Daniel.
Ndinofara mukoma makadi
zvenyu. Aiwa, isi tiri nani. Muri kupi chaiko?
Ine ndiri kuPort Elizabeth, South Africa.
KuPort Elizabeth kwakamira sei?
Ndingati generally kuPort Elizabeth kunga ndingakune runyararo zvako asi chinongo rwadza ndechekungoti kunzi kuri foreign.
Mhm.
Upenyu wacho unenge uchiti rwadza.
Sei izvi chioma kana uchinzi uri foreign.
Ndape semenza niso kwekuti unenge usina usiri free. Chose chaunda kuita unenge uchinzi unofanga kunge une mapapers and mapapers acho ari kunetsa kuwana. Tombotora semenza nzoku kuti ufambe kubva kuPort Elizabeth kuenda ku kumarawa stati kambotaurwa uko. Kupretoria zvinoda 80 to 1000 rand. Zvaomera vakati vandei sikuru.
Saka imi kurudzire yenyu ndeye kuti paitwe sei apa?
Ndingati zvangu kurudzira ndingape ndeye kuti sevana veZimbabwe vaita siyana comfort zone nekuti kana tichaongorora yangu ini pachangu ndikuona sekuti auye kutanga tiri muno South Africa iyi tiri kudai inonzi comfort zone daita ngodzokera kunyika kwedu tichema Zimbabwe tichakwanisa kushandira nyika yedu tichakwanisa kuchinja chimiro chenyika yedu ndoona sekuti zvaitibatsira mune ramangwana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndinondotenda mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Daniel there in Port Elizabeth, and he's saying that, you know, things are getting tough, but he's urging Zimbabweans to go back home and vote and so that there can be change in Zimbabwe.
Yes, we've got some messages that are coming in on our live stream, and one of them is Mbewe Mbewe, who says, this thing is very confusing, so let there be some clarification on what is going on. Then Danny Musenda says, it's becoming a perennial problem. And at the same time, he actually sent us a link of a story carried by the Chronicle and the Herald, you know, detailing what is going on. And the story appears to have some kind of faults here and there anyway. Then I've got Father Mudiwa, who says, I've got some forms that I collected. And from all these forms, it appears as if it's difficult to get any kind of papers in South Africa, even if you are using the old system. The old system actually is worse than this other system that was required. Then Sindisiwe Moyo writes, God have mercy on us. We need to send our kids to school and feed them. So now what is starting ubaba usecongwani umashangano. Mashangano kunjani?
Khona but umashangana part 1 mina ngisema Mamelodi.
Yeah, kunjani umashangana part 1?
Ha Mamelodi ukahle.
Yeah, so banjana bantwana.
Vatwana vepekaya vajabura.
Vaponeke natodhavo ulaipi ispecial permit?
Anginayo mina.
Oh, okay. So uyezwa lapho kuyakhulunywa kuthiwa ke so kumethi labo abalama-special permits enga-expire ngo-December kulakho ukuthi bagcine besebenzisa khonokho vele kusetshenziswa ngabanye ukuthi uzuthole i-permit. Imisitheli yakhona ngapho yokumele bayisebenzise. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Ya, but mina loko ngizwileko la edrobheni la ePitori ngizwile kuthi ama-permit lawa abantu lawa bayotetwa 24 months. Bazotetwa ukuthi why la abantu banikeziwa ama-permit then ama-permit lawa lapho baphuma khona akulwiwa kunanti why banikeziwa ama-permit manje kuzoba nzima ukuthi bathole ama-permit lawa. So, angeka renewa la ma-permit angithembi kuti anga renewa
ngokuti akulampi eZimbabwe
bafuna kuyotetela le Home Affairs vanikeze memorandum kuti vavati vanganikeziwi ma-permit because vanenge kakhulu la vantu ya but mina ngibona kuti kungono ama-permit la angasatholakali hanzi kuti abantu babuyele emakhaya la baphuma kwana kungaba ngcono.
Yebo.
Because kusizani ukuthi kuzovota bani ngoba abantu bonke baphumile. Manje kungcono ukuthi abantu uyahlupheka ma uhlupheka uselizweni lazo kungcono ukuthi abantu laba bangabanikezi ama-permit ukuthi kuzotholakala abantu bazovota ya kuzoba ngcono ngoba if uthi ama-election azoba khona kuzokunganamuthi azovota manje kusizani lo. So kungcono ukuthi akhanselwe la ma-permit. Mina ngibona kungcono kakhulu because thina masila masile asina futhi ama-idea khona asinawo asatholi ma ukhuluma sithangani leku-Home Affairs ekhaya bathi ubuya Mzambiki manje kuyafana ukuthi if ngithi ngiyofuna i-permit or ama-rovers kathi ngiyoyithola njani mina ngingana-ID mina ngizoyithola njani i-ID ezimbabwe anginayo. So ngibona ukuthi kungcono bakhanseli singasatholi sonke zvati tingana zvizvishwe mapoisa kupa.
Mhm.
Ya mnangwana kuindlela ngati ilula lechapu lenkuruma nga.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mashonga ne ungatinela kusasa uphenduke ngemfike zayo.
Okay.
Yes, I want to call. So, Mr. Mashongana is saying that, you know, he wants the South African government to cancel these permits because he says people have to go back home and vote. He says, as it is right now, he's a Shangani guy. He doesn't have an ID, Zimbabwean ID. So, at the end of the day, he says, let's be the same, all of us. If I don't have an ID, let every Zimbabwean be in that situation so that things can be rectified back home. So, he says, South Africa, don't renew those. No.
Let's go to Mr. Mambeu and ask the question. Mr. Mambeu, are these two issues related? Some people are saying that people in South Africa should simply go back home and vote.
You will remember that the number of people that were given permits is standing at around about 200,000, 197 to be exact, in the first dispensation. So now, if somebody had come in 2010 and stayed in South Africa and got a permit then, and still is using the same permit, this person has got almost 7 years in South Africa. And to say that after 7 years of staying in a country, you should then abruptly move and go back to your country of origin, which in most cases you would have lost contact, I think is a subject for, it's a matter of, you know, getting into failure, and it's not really acceptable. So living in a country is of your choice, I think it's a democratic right to each and every individual. So if I have chosen to be in South Africa and have been so allowed to be in South Africa for 7 years, why then should I be told that I must go back to the country of my origin, in this case Zimbabwe? I think it doesn't really make sense at all. Then we come to the gentleman that spoke in Shangan, but Shangan of Shangan origin. Well, I would love to think that Zimbabwe is one of the best countries where documentation has always been provided. And if you can give enough fact as to your, where you come from, where you were born, who your headman is, and blah, 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 we don't really have problem issuing the identity documents. I think most of the members, most of Zimbabweans will really agree with me on that one.
Mr. Mambeu, I think there are some, for example, if you go to some parts of Matabeleland, there are people who are affected by Gukurahundi and they could not access birth certificates because their parents are not there and it's very difficult.
But the requirements, is the last time I checked, there are requirements which would say you can bring a witness. So, you know, if there's a witness and your parents are no longer there, then that provision is there within our constitution as to the requirements for applying for a national identity. So you would be required to bring a witness, and of which, under such circumstances, the witness should always be there. And I've seen areas where people, from my own side in Zimbabwe, where people really get documented, and the headman will just go with, and provide witness that, no, I know this person, this is what is happening, A, B, C, D. It's only now with the influx of foreigners also in Zimbabwe where things have been a little bit tightened up. But previously, it was always easier to get according to my knowledge, of course.
Thank you.
But let me just quickly go to that input, the input of saying let's go back and vote. What we are doing also as Zimbabweans in the diaspora is we have put up an organization called Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Coalition, where we are saying Zimbabweans have got the right to vote irregardless of their geological position. And looking at South Africa or Southern Africa at large, we see that we have got a lot of Zimbabweans that are over the age of 18 who by constitution are allowed to vote. So we are going to be mounting a court challenge against the government of Zimbabwe and ZEC to say we need our right to vote as per the constitution. So we should be allowed, obviously, to vote from wherever we are. We don't really need to travel and spend money to be able to vote. The constitution of Zimbabwe provides that you are above the age of 18, you are allowed to vote.
Thank you. Gibbs, Ngubani.
Ni lo mnumzana uZondo lapha eCingweni. Baba Zondo, kunjani? Uyangizwa baba Zondo?
Uzwa baba Thibe ngiyakuzwa.
Ye, ungaphi khona apho Zondo?
Mina ka Messina, Messina eSouth Africa.
Ye, kunjani Messina kulapho?
Hayi Messina kuyachisa, mina ngi driver ama truck baba.
Ho ye, nyakhumbula baba banjaye skuza apho khona?
Yeah, right. Indaba enginayo baba Thibe, njengoba lo baba Madena lapho, nginenyanga ngincedisa ngoba ngiya babhalela lapho. Kodwa ke inkinga yami ukuthi ngiyahamba in and out of South Africa time and again. Right. Mina bengisebenza eZimbabwe. Right. Sisebenzela ithuwa leZimbabwe. Ithuwa leli laseli kuya eSouth Africa lafika lenza icompany yama-trucks sithi eSouth Africa. Right. Sasesithathelwa ama-permit eSouth Africa okuthiwa ngama-intertransfer. Angithi. Kusitho ukuthi sa-transfer from Zimbabwe to South Africa. Lama ma-permit ayengawe 2.5 years. A-expire. Athe se-expire kwaba lohlelo lwama-corporate permit. Bangena kuma-corporate permit. A-expire lawo ngo-2014 nxa ngaphambanisi. From there, azange ngaphinde sithole futhi ithuba lokuthi senzise amanye ama-permit. Ngoba i-South African government iyabithithi ncali nalifuna i-permit kumele libe le ncwadi ye-labour, i-company. Imekhamisa incwadi ye-labour, then ibe le 60% ama-South Africans abe employee kuleyo company. Manje umlungu wethu kakufuni lokho, kafuni ukugatha ama-South Africans. So siyasebenza singamabhalabhala kasina ma-permit, asisela ama-akhawunti, sesavaliwe ama-akhawunti. Imali zethu sezingena kwamanye ama-account angaphansi kwezihlahla kidwa kokuthi anytime singasebenzela amahara. So asisakwazi senze njani ngoba nasekhaya le ikhampani lokhu ithila kodwa thina we forced to resign eZimbabwe then join this other mother company yabo eSouth Africa. So manje asikwazi ngicela ukuthi uba amabheni engxenye angasincedisa lapho asichasele ukuthi thina esikuleso simo iphathwa njani ngoba zangasithole ithuba lokungena kuma dispensation permit lawa anikezwa abanye ngoba abanye benikezwa lawo ma-permit besiku-corporate permit.
Sengingenela
phesa e-South Africa ngo-2007 kathesi ngo-2017. So angikwazi ukuthi impilo yami i-future yayo iminjani ngalolu daba lwama-permit. So angikwazi baba Thibe ngoba umabheni engasincedisa khonapho nxa kulezinye indlela angasincedisa ngazo singajabula kakhulu.
Ye, ubeka kamnandi kakhulu sibili indaba yakho baba Zondo. For those that didn't hear exactly what you are saying, you are saying that you know, used to work for his mobile company. Then he went to South Africa with a white guy who was owning a similar company. So then he had to be given what is called inter-transfer kind of payments. From there, they went into corporate payments. And then after they expired, after expiring, they don't know what to do. So as it is right now, he says he's working in South Africa. He doesn't have a bank account. And the money that he's earning is just going into any other account where he can, you know, use other people. So he wants Mr. Mapena to explain what he should do. So I'll go to Mr. Mapena and, Mr. Mapena, akumpendule ngamafishane. Kumele ubaba uZondo enzeni.
Ubaba uZondo sake sakhuluma kwakumele sifonane njengoba esetshohlala ehamba sazange sifonane kodwa kumele kwenziwe ukuthi kumele ku-applylwe i-waiver ku-Home Affairs u-applya through i-VFS anga-applyela i-waiver besethola i-waiver abese-applyela i-general work visa i-waiver leyo kumele kubonise ukuthi uyasebenza kusho ukuthi ikhiwa lakhe kumele limbhalele incwadi ukuthi lokho esebenza kuleyo company. Kufana lalabo amatisha asiphethe amabephethe ama-quota permit ukuthi nxa i-quota permit ze-expire uya-applyela i-waiver ungathola i-waiver ku-Home Affairs ukuthi u-applyela-ke i-general work visa. I-waiver isebenza yiyo enza ukuthi ungajoni ususiya ku-Department of Labour ngoba umthetho uthi kumele uye ku-Department of Labour uyethola incwadi ukuthi kade kungani beqhatha wena umZimbabweni bengaqhatha umSouth African. Manje njengoba vele ususebenza i-waiver ngokuthi ungasayi ebhalela incwadi i-Department of Labour kodwa-ke uphiwe-ke i-Home Affairs ubusuaplayela i-general work visa. Kuyamele ube le ncwadi yemsebenzi ukuthi umuntu uyasebenza.
Ye, baba Zondo, nithemba uzwele lawe. So sokumele ukuthi udinga umnumzana-ke uMabhena lihlale phansi lilungise udaba lolo. Hey, let them go to Mapena Uzwile lapha khona. So according to Mr. Mapena, what he needs to do is to apply for a waiver of some sort, you know. This is already working in South Africa, you know. He says the general work visa that you can apply for. So I think if Mr. Zondo takes that kind of route, maybe it's going to work.
Regatiende kunemwe mtereri wedu mukoma muronda tsimba makadi.
Tinozimba makadi mukoma.
Aiwa isu tiri nani itsimba rei?
Aya matri vavhimi.
Okay.
Eh.
Ah para chakaipa. Right, muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri kumpumalanga.
Kumpumalanga kwakamira sei? Muvari kumbomisa vanhu vachisunga kana kuti kuchiri kwakanaka?
So far kuchakanyarara kumpumalanga.
Mhm. Aiwa kana kwakadaro zviri nani tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Hey, nyanyi inguva chete shoma.
Mhm.
Nyai inotoda zuva rose.
Mhm.
Maonero angu inini South African government ine Zimbabwean government vose.
Mhm.
Kana vaitarisa nyai ngavaitarise zvakadzika dzika. Nokuti ndowira negeste yenyu amunaye papo mune zvimwe zvese zvabata bata nenyaya kuti vanhu vasapanika nini nokuti outcome ichabuda pataura minista kupera kumwedzi. But vanhu vakanzi ngavadzokere kumba iwo majeri achitonzi akazara kumba vanhu kusina mabasa zvichaita wese. Uye vamwe vacho vashoma vachabvuma kudzokera kumba kwacho vamwe vacho nokuti mabasa mune makuterwa and everything matsotsi acho avanoti anobva uku vachawanda nokuti vanhu vanenge vangorarama neukopokopo vachitya kudzokera kumba vamwe vakatobva kumba nemhosva vamwe havana kubvawo nemhosva but kumba kwacho kunopisa hakudzokereke vane zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana saka kutopa vanhu mapemiti vagara vaine mapemiti wayo vonetsana nevasina zvinenge zvitori nani pane kuti vatoti vanhu ngavadzokere kumba vanenge vachitowesena situation yacho zvachose.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuronda tsimba.
Aiwa ndinotenda nekutora foni yangu kwamaita.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu imi vateereri.
Aiwa rambai makasimba muri kuita basa rakanaka chaizvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
You
heard Gibbs from Mr. Mronda Tsimba there. He's saying that it is actually better to regularize the stay of Zimbabweans currently in South Africa because he's saying that it's not likely that if they don't renew the permits, it's not likely that Zimbabweans will go back to Zimbabwe. They might stay in South Africa, but now without papers, you know, they can resort to desperate things such as robbing others and stuff like that, you know. So he's saying that it is better for Pretoria and Harare to sit down, talk about this, and then allow Zimbabweans to stay. Gibbs.
Then on our live stream, we've got Tainos Charamba, Chiramba Shaba, who says, Zimbabwe cannot stand on its own without locals working abroad and sending foreign currency back home. Voting has failed to bring regime change in Zimbabwe, so it's pointless to trust and have confidence in ballot voting. We can vote yes, but what about vote rigging? Let those who want to leave South Africa do so in the interest of patriotism. But for those who want to work for their families, surely they deserve the renewal of permits. Then I've got another message from Lois Ndlovu, who writes, Unzima, meaning, oh, things are tight. Then JJ, JKK, that's JKK. He says, the problem that is there is, even if they don't renew the permits, nobody's going back to Zimbabwe. How many Zimbabweans are in South Africa? There are more than 3 million of them without documents. So whether to renew or not to renew, it's just the same thing. That is according to JJ. It says, voting in Zimbabwe is just useless. Can't change anything because vote in Zimbabwe, ndeginya. What is ndeginya?
Ndeginya is by force. There's a lot of violence.
Then I've got Feather Mudiwa who says, Mr. Mabena, please, my forms, where can I get them to this kind of business? So maybe Mr. Mpena will explain after you've taken your caller. Do you have a caller there?
No. Let's just read some more on our Facebook page. Tichaona Samanyara anotie zvemapepa ndezvekupenga izvo. Ende tiri kugara bo plus muno. Muno macho hatibude zvekumhanya. Ndoenda kumusha kana ndada. Musazvinetse henyu. Then Mujgano Weman City. Anoti vanhu vanogona kupindura hanzi vanhu gonai kupindura zvamabvunzwa. Oscar Dube Bafukashe anoti tiri muno South Africa ndogara ku Kempton Park chokwadi mapepa anodiwa chose ini ndinoti why kungoti chanetsa Zimbabwe why Zimbabwe ndo yega nyika iri muno here hanzi chinhu chese chanetsa Zimbabwe you know yeah. Everyone is just blaming Zimbabweans for anything that goes wrong in South Africa but there are other nationalities Gibbs I think we still have Mr. Mambeu Mr. Tino Mr. Mambeu?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, of course, the new, not so new mayor, it seems to be tough on foreigners. Have you tried to engage him as the Zimbabwe Exodus Forum?
We have scheduled a couple of meetings with him, probably as we go ahead. But apparently, he seems to be a very busy man with... this issue of getting the city clean, as you would say. So we believe in the near future we are going to have an opportunity to speak and interact with him because the harassment, that I think it's now harassment of foreign nationals is really getting out of hand. It stands the chance of reigniting xenophobia, and we don't want that. South Africa doesn't want that. So we always believe as the Zimbabwe Exodus Forum that there are ways that we can look at it and make sure that all sides win. But at the end of the day, the issue of Zimbabwe, you know, it cannot be finalized without the input of South Africa. I think we were waiting for during the president's State of the Nation address to hear also, but it seems Zimbabwe has gotten off the radar. In terms of South Africa, because I could not hear a mention of the Zimbabwean situation of by the president yesterday. So I think we should try and lobby the government of South Africa to say if really the conditions were good in Zimbabwe, most of the refugees here are economic refugees or economic migrants. They would find favor in going back home. So we continue to lobby them and encourage them and SADC at large and the African Union to say Zimbabwe reforms for the electoral playing field should be implemented so that we have a legitimate outcome. Because the matter of here is not really changing the government, if I should say, from a neutral point of our the Zimbabwe Exodus Forum, but is to have a government that is legitimate, where elections are conducted freely and fairly, and where reforms are implemented. And if the government of Zimbabwe is still under ZANU-PF, under clear and justified means, then so be it. We are all happy. I think the people will be happy to go back home. But where there is a crisis of legitimacy, we've got a problem. So South Africa then again finds itself in a tight position. The closeness, the proximity between South Africa and Zimbabwe. You arrest people today, you deport them, then the following day they are back. And also, it's now easier to get passports in Zimbabwe. So once you get a passport, you get a passport, you go through the border, you come in here, you send your passport back home, and then that and that and that. So people will continue to differentiate between people that are coming for business and people that are coming as tourists and as people that are coming to look for work. It becomes very difficult for the government of South Africa. So we say they should really play a positive role in trying to make sure that there are reforms in Zimbabwe and that elections are free and fair and that there is no chicanery or intimidation.
Thank you.
The outcome can be positive.
Thank you. We also have a caller, Mkoma Andrew Zaba. Magadi Mkoma Andrew.
Yebo, siyaphila njani baba?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Mina ngiyakhuluma, ngizakhuluma ngoba hayi sishona ngiyakhuluma kodwa angeke ngikhulume kahle.
kuluma chom.
Yebo. Ushuwa phela ngithi mina indaba yama permit la. Ibuhlungu ngani sometimes involve i politics. Mase sihlanganisa kahle. Abantu abakhoza le problem abakhulu bethu bona bo ohulumende o uhulumende wakithi actually nguyo cause iproblem nale ihlupheke kangaka. Amaphemithi esicelo babo madena ukuthi basende basikhulumele ayengezelele kodwa ebengukhuthaza izizalwane zeZimbabwe zonke ezilapha asizameni ukuthi maybe three quarters ihambeni siye vota ngoba kula muntu ozasisela uduko lwakithi yazi noma ngesikhathi samabhunu bakuvele kubojwa esikhathi se-Rhodesia kwakungela amabhunu ayevele engavumbela amaZimbabweni ebuya lapha engelamathemisi kwakungavumakali suko kathesi sokuwesi kasiboni yini amaZimbabweni sibaminyile abantu balapha ikubehlala behosa umsini kodwa iqiniso yokuthi sabana abapresident ethu bayageyina ngoba abantu ababona bafundi la abasebenzi la banga-overse into zabo zonke zibalungele so kabezwa buhlungu sambeni maZimbabweni sonke siyevota sikhiphe udubo udubo ngayibo bona abantu abakhokheli bethu yabonga
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana so kodwa ubona ngizala abantu bangabuyela yini bayevota kumbe siyaqokela
kodwa abazwisisayo dupes abazwisisayo njengami so asibuyeleni ma sizabe sithi thina ilizwe lethu siyalithanda singaye kuyavota umuntu onapela uzabe nosicatsha wamona ethi yena wafakwa ngamavoti so ufuna ukukhitshwa ngamavoti kanti yena wadliwa kudala ngoye-2008 kanti buyeleni siyevota sicela amaphemithi basilungisele omabhena basikhulumele lo minista womafezi lokuzemisaaba into zisilungele kodwa siyevota mina ngisade sukuthi siyevota amaZimbabweni sikhipheni lwani umuntu njengoba sokungani balungiselela i-coalition government lokuzenibe ama-opposition parties asambeni sizameni iplani le nyabonga ba
hhayi sibukele kakhulu ungadinela kusasa baba
yebo baba
yeah so according to this caller Blessing he says you know the permits have always been a problem during the white colonial rule in South Africa you know there was that problem of permits but now he says it's worse so he says the problem of this thing is the government of Zimbabwe you know because he says the political situation is very bad so the best way out of this is to go back home and vote and he anticipates that maybe there's going to be some coalition where people can vote, you know, collectively to remove the current government. Maybe we can go to Mr. Mabena.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Mabena. Now, Mr. Mabena, we're talking about Johannesburg mayor who seems to be tough on foreigners. But overall, is he popular with South Africans? Because let's also take into consideration the fact that South Africa has got its own domestic problems to deal with. And you know, maybe that's why foreigners are not that welcome, because the economy also is not performing well, right?
Well, the mayor, I might say, he is not popular. There are those, of course, that listen to what he's saying, but we are in talks of engaging local organizations. We are engaging COSATO, the South African Communist Party. I know the ANC in Johannesburg reported him to the Human Rights Commission to say his speech is likely to raise or bring back xenophobic attacks. I know that in NUMSA Union, I think on the 19th of February, is going to have a meeting to discuss the utterances by the mayor where he seeks to bring back xenophobia. So progressive organizations are beginning to unite, unite against the mayor to say what he seeks to do is to reverse the gains that we have achieved since the first xenophobia attacks that happened in 2008 and the last xenophobia attacks that happened in 2015. So he needs to be isolated, and we are working flat out to do that in terms of working with these organizations. The second point that I wanted to say with regards to documentation, our appeal to Zimbabweans is that they should resist going to lawyers. It is people's democratic right to go to the lawyers, but in the last few days, we are receiving a lot of complaints from people to say, I went to a lawyer last year in Pretoria, I paid 15,000 rand. This lawyer said he was going to organize a permanent residence.
Thank you, Mr. Mabena. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you. We also want to thank Mr. Tinomambeu from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.